Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Come back! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morency.
Rage all you want.
Level 3, this is Sports Rage. I am Morency. Shout out to our boy King Ganja, tuning in Dallas, Texas right now. Sooner Lisa in the house. AUD throwing it down. I don't know where he is. He's on his own planet, this guy. But he's all right. He's here all the time. This guy, not sure where he is right now. But yeah, we got Gator fan in the house. Yeah, as we were saying, Phil Steele, he's got the Gators on one of his most improved teams list here. And most improved, you know what? Another team on his list. So we're talking about Nebraska. Nebraska been a major disappointment in the Big Ten. Let's just call it out for what it is. They've been getting it. They've been embarrassed. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you come into these conferences, man, it's like a new kid moving in on the block. You get beat up a lot, man. Right? It's hard to just roll in and start beating them up. And it's been a rough go. Like, Scott Frost is lucky they haven't fired him. You know, on a random note, it's another thing, like, every time I bring stuff up to people I'm on with, and nowadays I'm like, you guys know this story? No one knows anything. I'm like, what do you guys do? Like, come on. Come on, man. But here's a random story. Nebraska have a tradition. It's been going on like 100-plus years, whatever. Like, as long as they've been around. They've been doing it forever. They have a tradition where the first touchdown of the game, they release balloons. All the fans release balloons into the air. Right? The red and white balloons. And, you know what I mean? It's the spectacle. Except in the old days, Nebraska used to be really good. So the balloons, like, it would be right away. They'd score a minute or two into the game. It would be like, boom, the balloons. And, all right, and the party would start. Now, like, people have been sitting there with balloons forever, and they're not doing it this year. So there was a lot of sarcasm and jokes about, wow, yeah, like, you know what I mean? The balloons were running out of helium, and, like, there was, you know, it was taking so long to score, right? And it was embarrassing, people sitting there with balloons, and they're waiting to release the balloons and stuff. But you know what? Due to the Ukraine stuff, or Russia, the invasion, I didn't know, whatever. Helium evidently comes from the Ukraine. There's a helium shortage. There's a helium shortage. They don't have enough helium. And Trev Alberts, I give him credit. He basically stated, he said, I know people are going to say what they want, but he goes, basically, there's a helium shortage. And he said, we want the helium to be used for hospitals because they need it for, like, machines and hospitals and stuff, right? So he said, we're not going to use it for a touchdown and a bunch of balloons anymore, right, if they need helium. So a little inside tidbit about helium shortage in Nebraska. I got no beef with Nebraska. You know what I mean? I got no beef with them. I prefer if they'd be better, too. It's about time they got better. Louisville Cardinal. I think Louisville are going to be good, actually. This Malik Cunningham kid's been there for, like, 13 years. He's been there as long as Matt Schaub was the backup of the Falcons, Matthias, which is a long time. Long time. You have any Wimbledon for us before before Merrill joins us? Let me get the see what's going on here at Wimbledon. Looking at my account now, I'm like, man, I had so much money in my account the other day. I really took it on the chin. I've got a bunch of futures in, though, on the NHL draft. I just bet on Chet Holmgren. We'll get Matthias' Wimbledon picks after. We got Formula One in Austria this weekend. Awesome. Verstappen, MV1 is favored. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morency. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the bustlers, and everybody else in between. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. We throw it down on the Sports Grid Radio Networks, of course. We kick it on Sports Grid TV. You hear all these networks. Sports Grid is the mothership. Sirius XM Channel 159 on Money or 1090 ESPN Radio, SoCal. Let's do this thing. If you didn't like Phil Steele on the show, you just don't like college football. We got a little bit of something for everybody. So the Aztecs moving into a new stadium. I got to see this new stadium. I got to go to a football game in the stadium. I got invited to a San Jose State Spartan game earlier in the day. How about we go see San Jose State Spartans? I'm down. In San Diego. How's that? in San Diego. I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious. You know what? I'm way down. Let's go to an Aztec game. We'll go with our boy Kyle Turley, man, one of the greatest Aztecs of all time. We'll get Kyle Turley. We'll hook up with Kyle. I saw Kyle at the Super Bowl, actually. It's one of these deals, too, where he's like, oh, you haven't called me. I'm like, bro, I lost your number. And he gave me his card. And it was one of those things where he gave me his card. I knew I was going to lose it. I was like, I know I'm going to lose this again. And he's going to think like I'm a jerk. And I did. So I made a point. I was wearing this pair of pants that was one of these weird things that has a zipper like around the knee on the side there with like one of those random sort of like pockets type thing. And I remember being at the Super Bowl on Media Row and having his card and thinking, don't lose this. Don't lose this. And I was like, oh, perfect. I'm going to put it in. I'm going to put it in here. I can't lose it. There's a zipper. So I put the business card in my pants. Except the only thing is, I forgot about the card, and I washed my pants, and the business card got dissolved in the washing machine. Damn it. Well, if it's not one thing, it's another, huh? But I can get Kyle Turley's number. If you're out there, Kyle, he's in Tennessee. He lives in Tennessee, right? But of course, great Aztec. Great, great Aztec. They lost their kicker, though. So, yeah, great, great stuff.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
With Phil Steele. We're going to Steve Merrill. We're going to hop up with him. We'll talk some baseball, a little motorsport with Steve and more. We usually just run the gauntlet with Merrill. We'll get into the NBA. I want to get my thoughts, share my thoughts on this KD to Toronto stuff and what's really on the table, what's viable, what's going to happen. Are the Nets really going to do this? Are the Raptors really going to do this? I get the feeling something big is about to happen in the six. Drake's about to get a KD tattoo. Let's do it. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Twisted Tuesday continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The Pits, the Players, the Hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. There's a lot of stuff to break down with Mr. Steve Merrill, who participated in Mark Lawrence's playbook. We had Phil Steele on earlier talking college football. We'll get to some college football talk with Steve Merrill. WagerTalk.com, ProSportsInfo.com. But, Steve, I want to talk some baseball and some NASCAR, some motorsport. A lot of stuff to get to. Always a pleasure. How you doing, Steve?
Yeah, doing well, Gabe, and we've got 13 different winners now, and Kevin Harvick is bumped out of the playoffs as of right now because we got a 13th new winner with Reddick, his first career win on Sunday, so it is getting kind of crazy with NASCAR.
I watched the race, Tyler Reddick. I love the road course races, so I watched the race, although I think my favorite part of the race is, number one, great donut after his win, but did you see Steve? He gets out of the car, and the car starts, like, rolling away from him. He's like, he forgot to turn the car off, guys. He was so happy he won. It was a great spin out. He's like, he's spinning out, man. Like, he's going hard. There's smoke everywhere. The crowd's going crazy and stuff. He gets out. He's starting to get out. And the car, Steve, just starts rolling away. And he's like, oh, man, I got to get back in. That was just too good. I love those sort of, like, real moments like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, and Reddick's a good driver. He was really good at Xfinity and Truck Series over the years, and that's Richard Childress. And, you know, we've talked a lot about the three-car Austin Dillon in recent weeks having that whole TV show now. He actually really did his teammate a favor. Dillon had some trouble with about two laps to go, and once you get the white flag, if there's a caution, you're going to win. Reddick hadn't gotten back to the final lap yet, and Dillon was probably going to be okay because on a road course, you know, you can have cautions because they're so spread out. But he basically pulled off earlier than he probably would have to go to an access road, I think, so that a caution would not come out and affect his teammate. So some good teammate work there from Austin Dillon, a guy we've been talking a lot about.
Fascinating that you bring that up, actually, Steve, because there was controversy with Team Ferrari in F1 this past week. And I tell you what, the NASCAR guys are much more team-orientated. Like the F1 drivers, like even the, like a lot of the guys don't like each other on the same team, Steve. You know what I mean? Like, they're actually, like, it's not my job. Like, I'm not here as a teammate. You know what I mean? I'm here to win races. So basically Ferrari was going to win, except they might have been able to go 1-2, right? But basically, Steve, they didn't want to take a chance of the guys battling with each other and then both not finishing. You know what I mean? Except
they advanced Carlos Sainz instead of their star, Charles Leclerc, who wasn't too happy after the race, right? Like, he makes more money, and like I said, the F1. And one thing, Steve, too, about F1, I don't know, it's almost like everything just works out for them now. When we talk, well, there's not a lot of passing, and it's not a lot of this. Bro, the race at Silverstone was insane, Steve. You see the crashes. It was like, no, it had crashes. It had passing. There were three cars, Steve, like at the wire, battling with each other. It was some hardcore racing, man.
It's funny, too, because the knock on, you know, Formula One was always, it was kind of boring. Not a lot of passing, not a lot of crashes. And NASCAR actually has lost some luster in the last decade. And we probably have less crashes than ever in NASCAR. It's gotten very safe and efficient.
Yeah, a little sterile.
Yeah. And it's, you know, I never rooted for crashes, you know, but I know from a fact that Richmond, when I started going 20 years ago, my home track, there were some big crashes. I'll never forget. I was walking around turn three as like Michael Waltrip, like 15 years ago, plowed into the wall right near me. I had a front row seat to this. And I mean, I don't
watch
like
out for flying lug nuts and stuff. People don't realize that, man.
It's exciting.
Stuff flies, man.
Exactly. You can see adrenaline going even as a spectator.
I tell you, like, I've been to a lot of races, Steve. Like, man, like there were some people, man. There was the car at the F1 race the other day. I don't know if you saw the video. There's a car. I can send it to you, Steve. Someone on their phone. But basically the car's coming right for everybody in the grandstand.
Yeah, scary.
Yeah, and at first people don't really realize it. Like, they're sort of like, oh, and it's getting closer and closer. And then it smashes into the fence, man. And, you know, I saw one dude, bro. And for the record, it was Britt and Steve, all right? So I think they were, you know, probably about 22 beers deep, all these guys out there. Right? So it was in England. I swear there was one guy, Steve, and I give him credit. He saw it coming, bro, and he went running right up the stairs, Steve. He was, like, in the front row. Like, I swear, everyone else busted their phone out, and there's one guy, Steve, he's alone. There's one guy, you see him looking. He's looking. He sort of stands up, and he was smart. He's like, this isn't good. And he took off, and he's holding a beer, Steve. He's casually, like, jogging up the stairs with a beer in his hand to get away from the crash.
Yeah, the phones probably don't help these situations, like you're saying, because 20 years ago, we couldn't just pull something out and film it. We just run and take cover, and now people want to capture it.
People want to film it. I know, like, I don't understand. Like, people, like, there was another lady, too. She got attacked by a bobcat or something in the mountains. Like, she pulled her phone out and, like, filmed it. Like, the last thing I'm thinking, Steve, I'm getting the hell out of there. Like, seriously, Steve, like, you know what I mean? You got some bobcat in the mountain. Are you thinking, better get my phone out? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, definitely not. And that's kind of scary that anybody would think that way. And that once again shows that life has gotten, you know, my theory is that life is just too easy for people in general.
About these daredevils, Steve? There's all these kids now I saw last night. Bro, they're hanging off of, like, Niagara Falls and the hotel over. They're standing on the top of the Toronto subway and New York subways now. These kids, it's a new subway challenge, Steve, to surfboard on, like, to stand on top of these subway trains. Like, and I'm thinking to myself, these people vote in elections and stuff, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like you said, we're you know, the dumb pool, we're getting there. But I don't know. These kids, they don't value their life enough just to get a couple of hits.
Well, it's because everything's so easy. Do you think people like in the late 1940s after World War II were worried about riding subways? I mean, they were appreciative to have dinner and to have nylons. You'd have stockings back in the rotation. You know, I mean, it's just like
those guys used to be on the top, but they weren't doing selfies. They were building the Empire State Building.
Exactly.
And stuff
that's those are still some of the craziest photos. Those guys just having lunch casually sitting on a steel beam. Just
you know,
insane.
No one died making the Empire State Building.
Just insane.
Think about that, Steve. Nobody died.
Yeah, that's
like, how's that even possible? Like, considering, Steve, like the average Vegas casino, bro, they don't like talking about it, but like multiple people die building these things all the time, Steve.
Well, that's stadiums, what I'm saying. Do you think nobody really died, though? I was going to say, did they just cover it up? But back then,
no, nobody died. Nobody died. Nobody fell off, Steve. Nobody got hit in the head with a crane. Nobody fell off. I don't understand either, bro. Like, they're sitting up there eating their bologna sandwiches, Steve, like they're on a park bench.
Yeah, it's just those pictures, even when you look at them, they make you a little like
woozy. You can't say that generation just wasn't tougher than us. They just were.
Oh, there's no question. That's the biggest problem with our society right now. I mean, people worry about issues that we weren't worrying about 40 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
People were trying to survive. They were trying to put food on the table and just survive. I mean, there's a
fine line. I was no mask fan or anything like that, but I saw a good tweet when someone said, you know, our grandparents stormed the beaches of Normandy. We're asking you to stay inside and watch TV for 3 months.
Yeah, I saw a lot of similar stuff like that. I mean, yeah, there's just it puts things in perspective. But you know, hey, look, no one's wishing for World War III, right? But it's been like what 70, 80 years now. I mean, we're talking about two or three generations that's really never had to suffer for anything. You know, it's a serious problem. Athletes,
it's trickled down in the sports. Exactly, it's trickled down in the sport.
They used to have summer jobs, right? Like Lou Gehrig would work over the summer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, look at like Kevin Durant. I saw the quote, or there was a, you know, I don't know, quote, comment. He only wants to play on a team with two proven all-stars already. It's like, well, I only want to marry a millionaire, Steve. You know, and a millionaire, Hiris or Shakira. You know what I'm saying? Like, just that attitude of, instead of just building a team, staying with a team, or exactly. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm not saying you only have to stay with one team your entire career, but bro, like this guy jumping teams every 2 years and handpicking, and you're not even on the team. And these guys nowadays, they're not even on team, Steve. And then they start dictating, well, I'll come here if you trade for this guy and you do that and stuff. It's like, dude. Like, seriously, like you said, it's trickled down into sports. It just,
well, yeah, that, you know, when I thought about it, it was on July 1st, Bobby Bonilla Day. They were showing some highlights of him, you know, back when he played with Bonds with the Pirates. I was thinking how good those Pittsburgh team were, you know, in the late 80s, early 90s.
I wanted to get to them, actually.
You know, and it's just like we don't have that anymore because it's too hard for these teams to contend. The Yankees just buy titles, buy championships.
Well, the Yankees haven't won in a long time, Steve.
Yeah, I know, which I'd like to see, by the way. And I was happy to see Kansas City do well a few years ago. It's actually refreshing to see that. It's the one purpose that the salary cap can kind of serve. But the NBA is the best example, which you're talking about Durant is textbook because one or two players dictate a team.
Yeah, but one thing about the NBA, they have the salary cap and everything, but their league is kind of weird in the sense of, like, the Sacramento Kings can spend the same amount of money as the Miami Heat does, but no one wants to play for them anyways.
Right, that's what I'm saying. One or two players can change an entire team, and there's no other sport like that.
It's funny, though, Steve, because the salary cap is supposed to equalize things, but it actually almost...
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hurts things, because if there wasn't a salary cap, then Sacramento could actually get crazy and say, listen, we know you don't want to play here, but we're going to give you $58 million a year, right? Like, you know what I mean, they could actually compete, as opposed, like, you know, like I said, the NBA, just everything about the NBA is weird. I love the league, but it's a weird league. More with Steve Merrill on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The late-night anger match for Crafts continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenzo. We're throwing it down with Steve Merrill. WagerTalk.com, ProSportsInfo.com, SiriusXM Channel 159 on the Sports Grid Radio Networks, and, of course, the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. So, Steve, before we get into some baseballs, our boy Dave Sharapan was actually at the Pirates and Yankees game tonight. He saw a Pirates win at that. Joey Chestnut continues to dominate the Nathan's Hot Dog eating competition, and he really proved his greatness, didn't he? I mean, the guy's on crutches, he's got a bad leg, and he's got a protester that jumps up on stage and gets in his way, and he still kicks everyone's ass, right? And he throws the protester down as well. I gotta tell you, my respect for Joey Chestnut grew, and I respect the sports books for voiding the over bets and the total bets, Steve, because he was interfered with. I can't believe that the total was all the way up to 74.5, man. But he was interfered with, and he still ended up winning. I know me and Steve used to often talk about the Nathan's Hot Dog contest and the odds and everything, but we just, you know, we weren't on right before it this year. But he really, say what you will about this guy. Yeah, he's freaking consistent and dominant. Like, say what you will about him, he's the best. He's the best at what he does. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the thing about it is, like, there's always some uncertainty because it's not like a mainstream sport and the information is kind of hard to get sometimes. And the fact that he had a boot on, had the injury, he hadn't eaten basically like in a year. He hadn't really been competing, that is, in like the past year like he normally did. You know, you get the feeling, well, maybe he's ripe for an upset this year. The problem is there's only like one, maybe two other guys that could even come close within 10 or 20 hot dogs. You know, there's just not enough competition. But yeah, in hindsight, the 74.5 probably was a little lofty. But then again, maybe the protester, maybe he was a sports bettor. Remember the UNLV football game?
Say. Yeah, yeah.
The power went off with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and they had to void the totals because it didn't go 55 minutes. So you always wonder about that.
You know what they did once in India? They didn't like the way the cricket match was going. They burnt the stadium down. Like,
oh, I think he told me that one. Yeah, I remember we talked about cricket that one time.
Yeah,
that's pretty intense. You might have a gambling problem at that point.
Yeah, like when you're like, all right, set the place on fire. We don't like the result of going.
Yeah, when arson is a better outcome than losing your bet.
I don't think it was betting. I think it was just they didn't like the way the game was going.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they were like, you know what? We don't like the way this game is going, and we're going to stop this game. And me and Steve, we could talk forever about everything, but remember, Steve, I told you the story. It was actually brilliant. You can look it up, guys. It's brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. It's about 15 years ago or so when the guy, Steve, they decided to pay off someone at the local power company.
Yeah, that's what we've talked. It's a UNLV thing. It always makes me think of the power going out.
Yeah, but these guys were in England, yeah, so it was an EPL game, and they waited until it was official, and basically they paid a guy, and they paid him like $40,000. Right. So it was basically a local guy to work for the power company. And they told him, listen, you can't just do it for the stadium because that's going to be suspicious. So they did it, Steve, in like the whole town. Right.
Oh, like since 11.
Yeah, they basically pulled the plug to make it seem like so the people wouldn't, because bro, like Scotland Yard's onto that stuff out there, right? They'd be like, what do you mean there's a power failure right after the game went official, right? So they were like, make it real. So Buddy like pulled the plug, Steve, but like it got real chaotic. Like they screwed the traffic lights, the hospital went out and stuff, you know what I mean? Like they were mad, bro. Like they got charged with more than just like match fixing. They got charged with, like, you know, public contempt and causing chaos and whatever they called it.
On paper, it seemed like a great idea.
Yeah, it's true. Like, you know, you're right. They probably thought, you know what? We should have just told them to just do the stadium. Like, you know what I mean? Like, in hindsight. Or, honestly, I got it really, you know what I mean? I'm just this on top of my head. But I think also Buddy screwed up. I think, like, things got really bad, Steve. Like, stuff started, like, blowing up and exploding on the scene type thing. You know what I mean? Like, Buddy, like, wasn't fully qualified to be doing what he did, and he pulled it. But, like, man, I can't imagine some of the stories we don't know. Like I said, guys, if you want to watch the Netflix show, Dogs of Berlin, there's a great sort of match-fixing story in it. It's, like, very, very, like, realistic and bang on and stuff. They tried going to the locker room with guns to threaten a guy at halftime, and they couldn't get in. Because Team Germany had security, like armed security in their locker room. It was so realistic. Like Team Germany, the German national team, Steve, gave permission like to use their uniforms and everything. So it's authentic looking. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's a German-made show. So like their Team Germany like signed off on it. So it's in a stadium. It's really realistic and stuff. So they can't get to this player. So they want to get to the player. And then finally they're like, all right. So what they do? They found an underage girl that looked older, and they just basically had him hit on him, and it worked. And then they basically rolled up on him, and they said, yo, bro, they said, you got to get kicked out of the next match. They said, we don't care what you do, but they said, you're not playing. They said, you got to start the game, and you've got to get kicked out of the game. And he goes, why would I do that? And they just bust out the phone, and they're like, she was 16. They drive away. And then the kid, he gets kicked out of the game, Steve, and he loses his sponsorship and stuff. Like, it's a really good show. Like, Dogs of Berlin, it's called. If you guys are into gambling shows, and it's edgy. It's like, it's not like, you know, you ain't going to see this on CBS.
Right.
Like, out of Germany, you know what I'm saying? There's some, like, real graphic sex scenes and stuff. And, like, it's a graphic show. Steve Merrill with us. So our boy Sharapan. Was in Pittsburgh tonight, and good for him. He flies for Vegas to see the Yankees. He's from Pittsburgh. He doesn't get back there often. Good for him, bad for me. I had the Yankees in a parlay, but what is it, Stevie? Think about it. Remember the Pirates? They beat up on the Dodgers, too. They seem to get up for, like, the Pirates have been giant killers this year. That's what I'm getting at, Steve.
Well, it's funny because I did the baseball show today, wagertalk.com, and the free play for the show, I actually used the Pirates. And I was going to use the plus 1.5 run line. I ended up using the plus half run first five innings.
What was
innings.
The theory, Steve?
Well, here's the thing. If you look at bullpens, Houston and the Yankees have been like the top two bullpens this year with ERA. Pittsburgh has been near the bottom. So there was a huge bullpen advantage for the Yankees. Yankees put up 10 hits tonight. They actually hit the ball out, hit the Pirates. But going into tonight, Gabe, the Yankees had had 7 hits or less in 13 of their past 15 games. They're not hitting the ball for the most part. They're getting those big home runs.
You're big on tracking the hits more than
anything. I do. I like
it, Steve, aren't you, this year? And it's working for you.
Something I think is not incorporated into the odds, and that's why I like to do it. You know, you're looking for something that's different. You never hear anybody else talk about this, and I think it's a good overall metric on a day-to-day basis on people putting the ball into play, because everyone swings for the fences now. And yes, you can get a home run, and that's what the Yankees do very well. But it's also, you know, a half a second away from a strikeout. It's also maybe 20 feet away from a flyout. So I like hits. And the Yankees get home runs, but Quintana tonight had given up only home runs in 2 of his last 11 starts. In 2 of the only 11 starts had he given up a home run. And they beat him in the first 5 and in the game tonight. And you and I have talked about it, Gabe. I mean, we're not trying to dodge that speeding bullet quite yet, but the Yankees are going to cool off. Yep. They were on a pace to win 121 a week ago. Now it was 117. After tonight, it's like 115. I still say they win less than 110. You know, that doesn't mean they don't win 60% from here on out, but we're going to get some value fading them. And it looks like their offense is still a little suspect right now.
All-star weekend coming up, all-star break, or their last weekend, but you know what I mean? The all-star, it's something to keep your eye on, Steve, as well, right? Especially teams with a bunch of guys that are going. Every sport going into the all-star weekend and coming out of it, guys, right? Because there's always a delay and they haven't played, and some guys are already checked out. The guys that aren't going to the all-star game are going to go on a mini vacation, and I'm going to Vegas to get hammered for 4 days, leave me alone. You know what I mean? There's a lot of, you know, it's always a tricky time to bet. Speeding bullets. How about the Atlanta Braves, Steve? I bet on them again tonight. I just thought, why not? Like, and, you know, it's, you're getting reasonable prices. Finally, they caught up a little bit. You want the fried chicken tomorrow with Max Fried? You got to lay 88 cents in FanDuel right now against Mikolas. And Mikolas is a good pitcher. What do you think about the Cardinals-Braves tomorrow?
Yeah, so Mikolas made 16 starts. Fried's made 16 starts. Mikolas has a better ERA and a better whip. So he's theoretically been a better pitcher this year. Now, Fried started a little slow.
Do you like betting on teams, Steve, on the back end of a third game after they've lost the first two?
Yeah, you know, you always see these angles like they're going to get swept.
You don't want to overthink it, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, the problem with the Cardinals for me was at least coming into tonight, they'd had 9 hits or less in 5 straight games. The Braves had actually cooled off, but they'd had a couple good offensive games in between. And look, Atlanta was below 500 still at this point last year, and they won the World Series, right? So they're kind of where they need to be, but you do wonder if they kind of regress at some point. They got the Nationals on deck before a big series against the Mets before the All-Star break. So maybe the Nats can sneak in that weekend series or later this week, you know, maybe steal one or two in Atlanta, but obviously you're going to be getting a pretty big price with them.
Have you noticed the Astros are trailing every night, but they come back all the time, Steve?
Best bullpen in baseball, like we were talking about here. If you look at bullpen ERA this season, they're number one. If you look at whip, walks, hits, innings, pits, they're number one. They're number one in both key categories. They're the best bullpen in baseball. So that allows you to obviously, you know, play well in late innings.
We're on in San Diego, so I don't want to put words in your mouth, but was it you that you did say? You said, I think San Diego is going to regress a little bit. Did you say that last week? And they've had a tough week, too.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Machado going out a couple weeks ago, it looked like he might be out for months. So they got a little bit of a rebound.
Yeah, he comes back and then they lose, right?
It's 10 days weird later, deals. Yeah, so, well, the Dodgers was a tough series. I'll give them a pass for that the Mariners loss on Monday, because that was a tough spot after having to play the Dodgers. We'll see how they do the next couple days, but I'd be careful with them in the near future.
Steve Merrill kicking it. Steve, we got a college football. We have to start getting into college football. We had a great Phil Steele on. I look forward to getting the legendary Mark Lawrence on to talk about his playbook. But one thing about Phil Steele's magazine that people are always excited about, including myself, the most improved teams list, right? And, you know, he's always killer on this. He's always bang on. He's got the USC Trojans. That's his number one most improved team, Steve. And it's hard to argue. These guys are freaking loaded, and their schedule is very manageable this year. Like, you know, love it or hate it, whatever, man. USC are back, and they're going to be good this year.
They are going to be good. Coaching change, of course, is always, you know, a suspect. But one thing, you know, both Mark and Phil waited till July, basically, because of the transfer portal. And they still probably missed the news on UCLA and USC leaving last week in the near future. Just wonder how that affects that conference in USC from a handicapping perspective. I mean, it's going to be pretty nasty, at least in the road games, I would suspect.
It's a good point. Same with Oklahoma and Texas, right? As the rest of the conferences, the teams will sort of gang up on them. But at the same point in time, I don't think, like you said, it's a good point as far as the hostility, but whatever, then they're just going to leave for other conferences anyway, so everyone's a hypocrite. And number two, I don't think today's kid cares, right? The kid's playing, it's like, yeah, whatever, we're going to be playing another conference in 2 years. I'm not saying, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I don't think it affects this year's teams, per se, but there's always interesting angles. But yeah, USC have killed it in the transfer portal, too. A million quarterbacks that are all over the place.
Chumba. Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We got to get out of here, team. We're up against it. It's always a pleasure, my man.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to the bullpen, Derek.
Hello.
Hi. Derek, this indoor soccer is a new sport. Could you tell us something about it?
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. It's soccer played indoors, like in a hockey rink. Sort of soccer hockey.
Boy, that's an interesting combination. What are the rules?
I don't know, really. I don't care.
I see. How does your team look?
Mostly Venezuelan.
Great.
I see Anthony Davis is trending. Poor AD, too. He seems like a nice enough guy. I like the irony, though, that he wanted to get out of, like, the belly. Like, just everything, like, there's so much irony in the NBA. But so he's trending on Twitter right now, and it's like, I actually thought, what, did he get hurt? Like, it's the first thing I thought. You know, like, when you see older actors and stuff, when they're trending, you're like, oh, boy, what, did they die? When I say AD, I'm like, oh, did, you know. This is what I see here. But games played. You're going to like this one, Matthias. Games played since being traded or signing with their Los Angeles teams. Anthony Davis. Wow. He's played more. And so for all the street clothes talk. Anthony Davis, 138. Paul George, 133. Kawhi Leonard, 109. Since they all signed. And AD won a title. It's crazy. AD is the most important piece of the Lakers. I do buy into that. But the problem is, I don't buy into him staying healthy for 82 games. We'll see if Kawhi and Paul George and all this. The Clippers are a good team. Clippers have a good team going. I like this Pelican team, though, a lot this year. They're going to have Zion back. Zion, I think, will be better now. It's sort of, you're rolling the dice. Speaking of AD, I mean, Zion's played 85 games in 3 years. But as far as the KD stuff is concerned, I'm not saying, listen, I told you guys last week I think KD's going to end up with the Raptors. I didn't think it was going to happen this fast, but I did. I always thought that Masai Ujiri, I know how Masai thinks. And they had a team that was on the verge last time. They were knocking on the door, and Masai Ujiri knew, you know what, we're just always going to knock on the door. We're going to need to, like, take a bold step here. And he did with the Kawhi Leonard move for DeMar DeRozan. And they won a championship. All right, Kawhi leaves. They don't have DeMar anymore. No problem. They end up drafting Scottie Barnes. They develop Pascal Siakam more. Like, the Raptors are great at developing players. And the Raptors, unlike a lot of NBA teams, like, they have a plan. It's not like a week-to-week thing about, well, I smoked a spliff with that guy and I went to a barbecue, so let's, you know. They actually have a plan. The players don't run the Raptors. Masai Ujiri and Bobby Webster run the Raptors. So they have a plan. I always thought that their plan was to build this up with Barnes, OG, and Siakam, and Van Fleet. And then when they thought, all right, let's do it again, and then boom, right? And they bring in a free agent. They, you know what I mean? They just make that right move. Maybe that move is now, right? I predicted the future here. I saw it happening. I didn't think it was going to happen like now. I just always thought, yeah, KD's ended up on the, like, the, I always pictured the next title the Raptors won, KD would be on the team. We'll put it that way. I have a vision of this. And so here we are now. And I remember people laughed at me. And then, well, here we are now. ESPN's talking about it all night, about how the Raptors are the front runners and have the best package. But we don't know what that package is. right? And Raptors, normally, they never leak anything. You never know what they're going to do. They're so silent on this that, like, I'm buying in. Listen, I think the Raptors are going to do it. But, and I think KD was going to go there, right? But it's complicated. He's owed $190 million, so then you get to the money. So, all right, if he's making $45 million a year, so then, all right, you add it all up. It's like OG makes like 20, Boucher makes 10, Trent makes 18. There's your 45, 48 million. All right, so there's, and you're giving up three players for one, which I'm not a fan of. And then you got to throw in the draft picks to the Nets. Is that enough for the Nets? Put it this way, the Raptors can actually give them players. Nobody wants DeAndre Ayton. Like, the Nets aren't lining up to say, oh, to the Suns. The Suns can't offer as much as the Raptors can. And then since the Raptors want to do it, do the Nets want to take the package? And then you get into, well, you can't break up the team too much, or otherwise it's pointless to bring in, right? I like OG a lot, but the thing is, OG, like, is due for to make money again. And let's just be real. Siakam's already been paid big money. So Siakam's paid and under contract for the next little while here. So he's whatever. Scotty Barnes, you can't even wait until like the end with Scotty Barnes. Like you've got to, like, you know what I mean? You got to come to a deal. Like, we're not waiting. You're not going to arbitration. You're not like, oh, he's restricted this. It's like the Raptors view Scotty Barnes as the future megastar. He really is Kawhi Leonard of the future, this kid. He's better than Kawhi was at the same age. And, like, Scotty Barnes is amazing. He's going to be amazing. And the Raptors know this, so they're not giving up Scotty Barnes. And Kevin Durant wants to play with Scotty Barnes. That's part of the allure. Right? So, you know, I love Siakam. If Siakam seems like every time I have a jersey of a Raptor player, he gets traded, so... Is Siakam part of it? Supposedly the Nets wanted Scotty Barnes, realized they're not getting Scotty Barnes. Then I guess they said, how about OG and Siakam? And I guess the Raptors are like, that's not happening. Like, because it defeats the purpose if we just, like, you know what I mean? We're not giving you half our team to get this guy. So I think they're coming back. I like Chris Boucher a lot. I always get the feeling that Boucher is a part of this. I think Gary Trent could be sacrificed here. Don't forget, they got Gary Trent for Powell, right? So basically, you flip Powell, you got Trent, boom, now you flip to Trent, and you're getting Kevin Durant. Like, because Kevin Durant would do what Powell does. You have Fred VanVleet as the point guard, you have KD bombing threes, and then in the middle, you know, you're going to have Siakam, you're going to have Scotty Barnes, and whoever they can afford after that, me, Milhouse, Bart Simpson, like our clip. What do you think, Matthias? What did you think when I said to Pincus last week? And let's remember all this. I said this, Matthias, before Kevin Durant even asked for the trade and everything, right? I said, because remember we were talking chaos in the NBA, and I said, you want a bold prediction, guys? And I said, Derek, I said, you want a bold prediction? Kevin Durant ends up on the Raptors. Did you think I was crazy when I said that at the time like he did?
I didn't think you were crazy because the Raptors have potential, but at the same time, I did not think it would happen. I thought you were digging for gold at the end of the day when it came out.
I thought it was wishful thinking as a Raptor fan in me or something, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But then again, if
but I, you I didn't know, fan, I would say and be honest.
Thing. It's always wishful.
Yeah, well, you ended up with Kawhi. Here you go. Yeah. But you didn't know.
That's what happens when you get a great player.
Yeah, but you didn't know, and I don't hold it against you, but a lot of people, I'm not going to hold against them for knowing. Every little comment that Kevin Durant has said about the Raptors over the years, right?
Yeah. You have knowledge behind that, and that's
yeah.
What
so like, I knew, like, because when people are like, "Well, you know, Raptors," and I said, "Well, you know, he grew up a Raptor fan, right?" So number one, Kevin Durant grew up a Raptor fan. Well, Kevin Durant's from Washington D.C. district, right? Played at Texas, but he's actually from Washington. He grew up a Raptor fan. He grew up a Vince Carter fan. Grew up a Raptor fan, said he used to wear the Raptor jersey all the time, loved the Raptors. This year talked about Scotty Barnes being an amazing player, and he can't believe that Scotty Barnes is only 19 years old. He goes, this kid plays like an NBA vet, like a winner, champion vet. Like, I praise Scotty Barnes all the time. on his podcast talked about how Fred VanVleet's one of the most respected guys in the NBA. And KD said, I view Fred VanVleet as a real OG dog in this league. Like, he's like, he's a guy I would play with. This year, there's the quote, right? This year, Kevin Durant. I have the most fun when we go to any city. I have the most fun, and I love coming to Toronto the most. there's another quote. I've always wanted to be a Raptor. I know people want to pretend the Raptors don't exist and everything, like, you know, the Stephen A's and, you know, the basketball shows and the Raptors don't exist. The Raptors do exist. And I don't know if you know, but Scottie Barnes is a badass. I don't know if you know, but Pascal Siakam scores 23 in like 10 a game. Right? OG's a badass. Nick Nurse, one of the best coaches in the league. Masai Ujiri is one of the best presidents in the league and GMs and operators. They're one of the classiest organizations in sports. They treat their players like kingpins and gods. And they won a championship doing it. And they're going to win another one. Masai Ujiri promised it and guaranteed it. I believe him. He actually guaranteed it. After when they won and when Kawhi left right after, Masai said, he said, it doesn't matter, right, that Kawhi left. He goes, I love Kawhi. I thank him. And he goes, it doesn't matter. And he goes, we're going to win again. Like, he goes, we're going to win again. And he goes, I promise you. And he said, look at me. He goes, I promise you, we will win another championship. And in Masai, we trust, bro. This guy knows what he's doing. So whatever he does, as Rat, listen, I got to be honest with you guys. When they traded DeMar DeRozan, I was mad. like I was mad. Like, and I love Kawhi Leonard, and I knew Kawhi was better, but I was like, oh. I was like, you just did this to DeMar. He just resigned. Like, he could have left, and he didn't. And, like, I looked at it like a sense of, like, you know. But behind the scenes, what happened was when they lost to the Cleveland Cavaliers in the playoffs the year that Dwayne Casey got fired and they traded DeMar, there was a big blow-up. Masai Ujiri, like, went into in the hallway after the game, after one of the games in, like, game two or three, and he basically ripped DeMar DeRozan. And DeMar could hear him. Like, the team, like, basically, Masai got into, like, Casey fought back. Basically, Masai said, listen, he goes, I'm sick enough and tired of the ISO ball. He's killing us. And he said, if he does this again, he goes, I want you to bench his ass, sit him. And he goes, send a message, because DeMar wasn't playing defense and stuff. DeMar wasn't, like, DeMar's developed a lot, right? And Masai, and that was the end. Right? And then, boom, he traded him after for Kawhi, and he fired Dwayne Casey and replaced him with Nick, a little-known Nick Nurse. And then he won a championship the same year, the next year.
That's
so are we all... Yeah, hey, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, well, yeah, Masai said the ISO ball. Yeah. Yeah. He told Dwayne Casey...
Blake Griffin.
Exactly, same type of player at the time.
I
a scorer,
so
but...
They
yeah,
traded.
Yeah.
He just were. Made a game-winning basket against New Orleans.
You're like, how can we do this to him? Yeah, right, yeah.
Like. I was like, what the hell, Blake? Our savior. Because yeah. I was a Clipper fan. When Blake Griffin got drafted, he changed the franchise around, you know, almost 100%. Like, he started the trend, Gabe. You know, he started Clipper Nation. So to see Blake leave was like seeing DeMar leave Toronto. It was just heartbreaking.
But that's why I don't like talking about this deal. I don't like... pimping out my players, Matthias. I love them. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to talk about trading OG and these guys. If it happens, it's like, I'm like, but I don't want to do it to them. I'm like, I'm not going to talk. Like, I love these guys too much. Like, I actually, I don't know what it is about the Raptors and stuff. I just love that team and the players and everything. Like, I support them.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Chumba. Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You think I'm dead, but I'm not.
Quick, it's 180 minutes of Sports Talk Radio. John is asking if Graham Mertz is back at quarterback for the Badgers. Yeah, he is. But they also have Allen back at running back and just another one of their studs. Look for Allen to be a big-time NFL guy. Thanks to Phil Steele for joining us. Check out philsteele.com. Barnes & Noble for the hard copy magazines. If you got a Barnes & Noble in your area, you can order them online and stuff, too. And deliver, that's the thing. They'll deliver the magazine to your house. I just didn't want to wait. So I bought the digital. I bought the digital version, and like I said, Phil Steele's got a. It's only $99 throughout the season. His website doesn't give picks. He probably does give a few, like, you know what I mean. The thing with Phil is he's not a handicapper, right? But he picks like winners at a conference games. Like he knows win totals and stuff. Like put it this way, Phil Steele said earlier, if you're just joining us, that he thinks the Michigan Wolverines are going to be 11-0 going into Columbus in the last game of the year. Michigan's win total is 9.5. All right, so Phil Steele just said he thinks they're 11-0. So, in other words, all right, Phil Steele just said, you know, take the over. In other words, not in his words, I'm not putting words in his mouth, but, you know, Phil Steele wouldn't, he doesn't, like, Phil doesn't throw around his predictions lightly. Like, every team he has locked in with his records and stuff, right? Every team he's got locked in. So, another thing is, too, with the most improved team list, if you bet the win total for every one of his 17 most improved team win lists, I bet you're going to go like 13-4 or something. Like, you're just going to crush it. Like, he's that good, Phil. Like, you know, there's a reason why he's been doing this for as long as he has, and he's as good as he is. Thanks to Steve Merrill McKinnis for joining us. We're going to have tomorrow night's the last night before the NHL draft. We're going to squeeze it in one last time. And if you hate hockey, don't worry. It's the last time we're going to talk about Russian hockey players that no one's ever heard of before, including myself. But it doesn't mean we're not betting the props. Shout out to our boy King Ganja in Dallas, Sooner Lisa and Norman. Jama in Edmonton, Alberta. Anthony in San Jose. Everybody else in between. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.